We are a young Orthodox Jewish couple in America, frum from birth, who had 2 years of unexplained infertility. We follow Lubavitch customs. My wife was extremely depressed, panic attacks, constant crying, because we had no children. So we called our Lubavitch Rav, who allowed us to do IUIs. We did 2 IUIs, and they did not work. So our doctor suggested we do IVF, which did work. However, we never asked the Rav about IVF specifically. We're the only ones at our doctor doing IVF that week, so we're sure it's our child. That is not our worry. Our child is now 2 years old, and we'd like to ask our Rav if we can do IVF again. But my wife is afraid he'll be angry that we didn't ask him the first time, or that he will not allow us to do IVF this time, and we'll have no more children, chas v'shalom. What do you suggest we do? I believe she will become extremely depressed if the Rav does not allow her to do IVF. We would like to have many children, are excellent parents, and have the funds. We have also heard that non-Lubavitch Rabbanim are less strict. Please advise. Anonymous in the USA. Okay, to the best of my knowledge, most poskim permit IVF if it's done under very strict supervision to make sure that both the eggs and the sperm are from the parents themselves and not donor usage. I'm not familiar with how Lubavitch Rabbanim Paskin in regards to this. What I would suggest is the following. Normally, a person should follow his Rav, and whatever his Rav says he should do, and be able to accommodate himself even to difficult situations. In the situation you describe, what I would suggest is that you have someone else go to this Rav in a general way and discuss with him his halachic opinion of IVF in general, if he always prohibits it, if he sometimes permits it, if he permits it under strict supervision, and then understand what is going to happen if you go to him. If he always prohibits it, and it's not something you can deal with, then you can go to a greater rabbi and speak to him and see what he suggests you do. Someone who knows you and will be able to speak to you face to face, not in this forum. If the information you get back is that the rabbi permits IVF with certain safeguards and supervision, then you know that if you'll go to him, that's what he's going to tell you to do, and that's most certainly what your wife will be able to accept and to follow.